Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit. Look for him online, on the social networks. He is standing by in the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give guest line. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. I'm trying not to melt outside, but otherwise doing fantastic.
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, my car thermostat read like 63 when I'm coming into work. I called Superfly and said it's not 63. I just stopped and I, you know, borderline took a shower from the heat. I said it's not right. No way. It's not 63. You may have heard my opener coming to you. What are holes for the Lions that could derail this season that you see right now anywhere, on the field, off the field?
Yeah, I don't know if I could spot one off the field, quite honest, because I'm with you. I think ownership is fantastic. I think you're seeing, you know, the front office constantly getting poached 3 times in the last year. So obviously they're doing things right in the front office. And I've been a firm believer in this coaching staff pretty much since day one. So I think everything off the field is where it needs to be. On the field, on the roster, I mean, you can pick holes in terms of, you know, depth. I think in terms of, you know, you're starting 22, you probably feel pretty darn good about that, but injuries are going to happen. So to me, if you're looking for weaknesses, you kind of look and think of yourself, okay, where, if they got hit by an injury, would it cause the most harm, where they don't have the most depth? I think, you know, pass rusher, you lose Aiden Hutchinson, who's going to step up and take up his crown. You look at offensive tackle. If Panay or Taylor Decker goes down, are you ready to hand the reins to Giovanni Manu, the Canadian rookie out there? Maybe safety is a spot where there's not a lot of depth beyond your two starters there. So it's very nitpicky looking at, you know, the Lions' quote-unquote weaknesses, but there are some, you know, ways the season could go sideways. I mean, obviously your quarterback injured is one of them. We'll see what Hendon Hooker has finally for the first time this week, really, with OTAs. It'll be the first time the media gets to see a full practice out of him. So, yeah, I mean, you have to feel in a pretty darn good spot if you're looking to, you know, second, third, fourth string guys to find a weakness on this team right now.
If you were playing the Lions up against any team this weekend, let's fast forward and say it's Labor Day weekend, start of the NFL season, and we're looking at the Lions matching up against anybody, AFC, NFC, how many teams do you think are better than the Lions right now, at least on paper?
Man, I'd have to look at everyone's, you know, 53-90 man roster, but, you know, just basing off of a little bit of last year and some off-season moves that I like, I'd say there's probably either one or zero in the NFC. I think the 49ers may have gotten worse this off-season, so I would argue the Lions might have the best roster in the NFC. I do think, to be clear, I do think the Packers are coming along. I just think they're a young team and maybe a year behind where the Lions are. In the AFC, I mean, it's hard to discount someone like the Chiefs, back-to-back teams. They've got the best player in football in Patrick Mahomes. I still think the Ravens have a really good, you know, top-to-bottom offense and defensive team. So I think maybe I'd put the Ravens ahead of them, but I think my list might stop there, to be quite honest. You know, there are definitely other teams that are going to be in the mix. I'm really curious as to what that Lions-Houston game is going to look like. But they're also a really young team, and so I think right now I'd probably put the Lions maybe 3 in terms of just overall roster.
Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit. Follow them online, prideofdetroit.com, on Facebook and Twitter. Joining us on the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give guest line. Final question for you, Jeremy. Between now and training camp, what type of movement do you expect from the Lions, if any?
Yeah, it's probably not that much. They do have a fair amount of cap space that they could use if they want to. I think some of them are, you know, I think part of the idea here is to maybe roll some over or use some on some other extensions that might be down the line with like Taylor Decker or Liam McNeil. But to me, I'm still looking at that wide receiver room. I'm still kind of questioning how exactly the plan is to replace someone like Josh Reynolds. Obviously, Jameson Williams is going to take a bigger portion of those plays, and so is Donovan Peoples-Jones. But I think a more sure-handed receiver would make some sense. I hear fans and some analysts, you know, throwing like a Robert Woods type of addition out there. Makes a little bit of sense to me, but other than that, I think the Lions are kind of set. There's really just not a, there's no starting jobs really up for grabs, and you're just kind of filling out depth at this point. So maybe another veteran safety, but I'm not sure you necessarily needed that after you added CJ Moore a couple weeks ago either. So, I mean, I'd love to see them add someone like Quandre Diggs, but to me, you look at the roster, you look at where they're at, I don't think they're necessarily going to need to add someone unless and an injury happens in some of these offseason practices.
Yeah, I agree with you on everything, man. I have a tough time putting the Niners in front of them outside of the fact that maybe if it comes down to home field advantage, again, the Niners do host the Lions in that second to last regular season game. Before I let you go, the schedule, what was your favorite game on the schedule? Question we asked last week of the huge show audience across Michigan. Favorite game when the schedule came out?
Oh man, it might be honestly the Lions Texans game on Sunday Night Football. Unfortunately, that one's in Houston, but I'm really excited to see that matchup. It's not a matchup we get to see very often, and I think that has a chance of being a 90-point game between the two teams, and to have that on Sunday Night Football is a pretty awesome way to kind of. It's also like a good barometer test, right? Like right in the middle of the season, you'll see where the Lions are at in terms of an AFC opponent because they haven't really fared well against the AFC in recent memory, at least the good teams in the AFC. So maybe a Super Bowl preview right in the middle of the season. So that to me is my favorite game, and that's one I might even make the road trip to because I think it could be a really, really entertaining one.
Jeremy, always appreciate your time here on The Huge Show. Thanks for joining us. Get a little downtime out there, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jeremy Reisman checking in on the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give Guest Line.